You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Cabot Creamery.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Grilled cheese.
Pastrami.
Tuna salad. The Sandwich Universe.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Sandwich Universe, where everything is a sandwich.
And a sandwich is everything.
I'm Declan Bond. I'm a professional eater, sandwich enthusiast, civilian representative for sandwich makers around the world.
And I'm Molly Boz. I'm a professional chef, also eater, and a cookbook author. And I am here to represent good technique and practices in the kitchen.
And we're on a mission to uncover the far side of 10 iconic deli sandwiches. Each episode, we're tackling a different sandwich with philosophical debate, listeners and their questions, rigorous laboratory testing and the likes, heavily scholarly research.
Ultimately, every episode, we are going to make one really baller sandwich. This is the egg salad sandwich episode.
So I did a little digging. I have to say the internet doesn't know that much about the egg salad sandwich. I did find out history-wise, the year of note was 1762, which is when I guess that's back there. That's when I guess it was formally invented, although I'm not really even sure. That's from thenibble.com. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Really great research.
But yeah, I guess that's around the time when mayonnaise was invented. So I think probably correlated.
Of course.
Moment.
Like, there's no egg salad without mayonnaise.
Exactly. I did also find out that some people seem to think that egg salad could be made with scrambled eggs, either scrambled or hard boiled. But I feel like scrambled eggs is just too wild. I can't even really fathom.
That is a hard
Let's not go there.
Oh my God. Like hot scrambled eggs tossed with mayonnaise. Yeah. Literally gag me with spoon. That sounds horrible.
Can't do that.
I don't believe you.
I did also find out that before it was a sandwich, egg salad was just served traditionally on just a bed of lettuce. And that also is a bit of a doozy for me because I'm just imagining like someone just putting down like, you know, like in a deli counter, they have like the big giant platter of egg salad and it's kind of on the like bed of lettuce, like the display lettuce.
Oh, like the green leaf lettuce.
Yeah.
That's like wilty and like brown at the edge.
Yeah. I'm just imagining someone just like taking a big like scoop of that and just like putting it on a plate and putting it in front of me and being like, eat up.
Here's your sandwich. I was kind of envisioning when you said that, like, that it was on a bed of iceberg. And then I was getting this, like, I'm going to wrap up the iceberg and turn it into a little pocket kind of lettuce wrap style. And I was like, I can get into that. But yeah, if we're talking like wilty green leaf, no thank you. I think the thing for me that's sometimes hard about an egg salad sandwich is just the understanding that I'm like slamming 5 eggs in one sitting. Just like knowing that is just, it feels a little funny in my tummy sometimes. I'm more of like two eggs per serving. Yeah,
2 eggs at a time feels kind of enough? Maxing out.
Yeah.
I do feel like also there's this kind of picnic-y vibe to an egg salad sandwich. Like somehow I just think of like picnics with a little plaid picnic blanket and a basket. Even though, you know, egg salad being, you know, the sandwich being kind of mushy, it doesn't always lend itself to transport, but it's still just in my head has this like 50s era sandwich vibe.
So we're going to talk about the classic egg salad sandwich, which is a pretty simple pared down version of it. But then I think also what troubles people is how sort of one note a egg salad can be. And I think there are a lot of kind of textural issues for people with egg salad. And so I would also love to dive into how, like kind of what the alt versions of an egg salad are and can be.
Can we just off the bat, can we just decide whether or not we're going to say that an egg salad sandwich has to be like 2 pieces of bread and 1 like filling element, which is the egg salad? Or can it be like an egg salad that has an egg salad element as like the kind of core, but then also, you know, some other things that, you know, kind of bulk up the sandwich? Or is that getting too far away?
No, as far as I'm concerned, as long as it's between 2 slices of bread and egg salad is core to it, I'm not mad about adding other things. Like, I feel like where it gets unitextural, we can intervene by adding even something as simple as like iceberg lettuce in there for crunch. And so I'm definitely not mad at exploring what some of those like additive ingredients might be to help people out.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, I think we've agreed on that. We are not tied to the most classic pared down basic version of it, although we can agree that it's traditional and there's kind of a time and a place and maybe it's in a tiny little triangle. But let's take some questions now from the fans, the followers, the listeners, and try to get to the bottom of what makes a really great egg salad sandwich and how we can sort of break down the barrier to entry for those of you who are hesitant about them. Right after this break. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Cabot Creamery. What some of you may not know about Cabot Creamery is that it is a B Corp, which means that not only do they feed the mouths of Americans with incredibly delicious cheese, but they do it in a sustainable, ethical, community-minded way. So we love Cabot.
Let's take a few questions, starting with at Y Sable R Morales. Why Sable
really
R.
Morales?
It
really did not roll off the tongue.
Sorry. And this question is egg salad technically chicken salad?
I think it's just 100% yes.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to solve the age-old paradox, the chicken or the egg, right here and now.
Chicken or the egg. I think yes. I think technically egg salad is just like unborn chicken salad.
Okay, I think we rename it, actually. This is the unborn chicken salad.
Unborn
sandwich.
Chicken salad. This one's coming in from at Madison Sierra. What is the desired boiledness of the eggs pre-sando making?
I mean, 7 minutes.
Oh my God, you're so wrong. It's not even funny.
Oh man, really? I think
I've always done 7 minutes. Your amateur colors are really showing through right now.
Oh God, okay. Tell me the right answer, teacher.
I get it. I get that it's like jammy eggs, 7 minute eggs. Like I only eat 7 minute eggs. That's like what cool kids do. But no, actually, when it comes to egg salad, I believe that you want something that's a little bit more set. It's like that jammy, runny, almost yolk doesn't really lend itself well to egg salad.
I mean, once you toss it up, it does not remain runneth. No, it does not remain runny after you've made the actual egg salad. I'm just saying when you have a little bit of that creamy yolk as opposed to something that's chalky and, you know, just has that chalky set.
Listen, a 10-minute egg is not chalky.
Is it not? No.
I would say that like an 11 or 12 minute egg is a chalky yolk. A 10-minute egg is a yolk that where it's mostly cooked, but there'll be like a little small speck of like translucence in the middle when you cut in half that suggests that it like just barely cooked through the yolk, but not all the way. And I feel like because what you're trying to create in at least in a classic egg salad is that sort of like creamy emulsified dressing, it's nice to have that mostly cooked yolk, not overcooked, not chalky, but mostly cooked yolk for the to whisk the mayonnaise and mustard into and make something like really strong and emulsified. And just to be clear, like when I'm making eggs at home for myself just in the morning, I make 7 to 8 minute eggs. Like I'm with you on that. I just don't want you to go around believing that a 7 minute egg is typical of classic egg salad. That would be really embarrassing. I'm just kidding, big dog. You're on the right track.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed now.
God.
Oh, dear.
Okay. How about another question?
All right. So this one is from IC Butler, who says,
every egg salad sandwich I've ever had has tasted like disappointment. Is there a way to make it taste less like bland egg mush?
Honestly, thank you for writing this in.
I'm glad they asked.
I feel like it is true. Like the classic egg salad, it just 9 times out of 10, no matter where you go to get it, when you make it at home, it tends towards something uninspired and bland and just pasty. And I feel like it needs a lot of helping out. I'm a big fan of just like doing something radical in the egg salad department.
Radical. Rad. Okay. I feel you. I want to acknowledge like that there is a path forward in terms of achieving a really great egg salad in its simplest form. And just quickly to say that I think if you start with really delicious tasting eggs, like I know that sounds annoying, but it honestly kind of is true. Like get some farm fresh eggs that taste good because this is all about the eggs. And then sorry to say it again, but like probably get some QP mayo and level up that way.
Yeah. How do we feel about alt eggs? Like what if we're not using chicken eggs, or is that outside of consideration?
Like you mean like ostrich eggs?
Maybe not ostrich.
Oh my God.
But like a duck egg, I feel like could be amazing.
There he goes, the boozer again.
Oh, like here we go.
Like honestly, I wouldn't even know where to procure a dozen duck eggs if I tried right now.
Well,
also they taste kind of the same, let's be honest.
Well, maybe it's because you've been overcooking them, but I think they're really lovely.
Shots fired.
You know, by the time the duck egg has been fully blasted, maybe it tastes the same as an average hen.
Okay, your superior palate. Let's stick to chicken eggs.
Let's stick to chicken. Okay.
So anyway, I think starting with really great ingredients, using QP mayo because it's the best mayo ever, making sure that there's Dijon mustard in it if we're talking about the most classic form. And I always add finely chopped celery into my traditional egg salad because it definitely helps break up the monotony of the one noted creaminess. That's like kind of at its most basic form, salt and pepper, a little squeeze of lemon juice. I feel like that's a very classic egg salad.
Yeah, but I'm worried that IC Butler's is taking aim at just this kind of thing where it's like, yeah, it's a little acidity, a little bit of savoriness, kind of uniform, you know, little minced bits of celery is just not helping enough. It's not reinforcing enough.
And he's like, bottom line, it's egg paste.
Out. It's egg paste. You just put some celery in my egg paste.
I don't totally disagree, honestly. Okay, so let's talk about egg salad 2.0 because I think we're both pretty fired up about it. So I have a recipe in my cook this book, shameless plug, called Fancy French Egg Salad. And in the picture, you will notice it is served open face on a piece of crusty sourdough. It's unfortunately not sesame sourdough, but it is still sourdough. And this particular egg salad has eggs that are, I can't remember exactly what time, how long they're cooked. I think they're,
if they're
like
7 minutes, I will really
you're
jump
gonna
for joy.
Punch
really
me in the face.
feel vindicated.
Oh man, I need to look it up. But they're less than totally boiled, hard boiled, totally cooked. And that's because what binds them all together is this really briny, mustardy vinaigrette, which is inspired by the classic French sauce called sauce grabiche, which is like a caper, cornichon, mustard, chopped hard-boiled eggs sauce that's was typically served over like a piece of fish or a steamed asparagus or leeks or something like that. But I kind of took that idea and ran with it as like, if it's so delicious as a sauce where it's like really punchy and briny and vinegary, why can't we just eat our egg salad that way entirely? Like, why does it have to be a condiment? Let's just turn that into egg salad. And that's what I did with this recipe. And so it's a chunky, like larger, more piecey egg salad. It's not this like uniform, creamy, pasty kind of egg salad. And therefore, it feels like it's not necessarily appropriate to put on a sandwich where like the pieces would just be falling out left and right. And it's better eaten on a toast. But I still think it's egg salad.
Yeah, I do think it's egg salad. It's just not an egg salad sandwich. But I think the direction is right. And that's the kind of radical move I'm looking for.
Radical, man.
Looking for. You're just radical in there. No, but I love like the idea of like just putting like actually, you know, a bunch of parsley, you know, loosely chopped, or watercress in there for a little bit more crunch. Celery could be cool. Fennel, maybe. Just some kind of like vegetal crispy crunch. I don't really feel like iceberg is right because the egg is just not potent enough in itself. So like it needs something that isn't so watery.
I agree. I feel like it's kind of maybe going to water it down.
Right.
So yeah, you could definitely go that direction. You could go in the vinegary, mustardy, herby direction. I think you'd be very well served that way. Other ideas? I have more. And that is a Caesared egg salad, which I'm sorry, but like, tell me that that doesn't make so much sense.
I mean, I love Caesar. I love egg salad. And yeah, it does make sense. But it is... It feels heavy to me still, you know, like when I think about a whole sandwich worth of eggs, all dripping in the heavy duty sea salad dressing, I'm just like, whoa, I'm going to be like
heavy from like a fat standpoint or from like a pungency standpoint,
from like a fat standpoint. Like an emulsified dressing that's like kind of, you know, it's got a weightiness to it.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's very different from, say, adding mayonnaise to egg salad. After all, Caesar salad dressing is just mayonnaise with some other stuff added in there. So,
wow, that was I've never heard Caesar salad dressing described in so tragic a way.
Well, I'm just trying to like
just mayonnaise with some other stuff.
Some other like brilliant additions, I guess I should say. And you know my love of the sea salt. And so I do think that's mostly like an in your head type of thing. I totally hear you, but it is actually kind of the same thing. You're just adding mayonnaise that has garlic, mustard, parm, Worcestershire, and anchovies versus mayonnaise that just has mustard. And also this is fun because we often talk about the difference in our Caesar dressing. So you guys all know what my Caesar dressing is like, or if you don't, now you know. It's a mayonnaise, basically.
It's mayonnaise with some stuff.
It's mayonnaise with some brilliant stuff. But Declan makes a Caesar salad a different way, and his is a more broken dressing. Do you want to explain yours?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just, when I make Caesar dressing, I don't whisk it to the point of making a kind of like emulsified oil, you know, olive oil dressing.
But is there eggs in it? Are there egg yolks?
There is coddled egg in it.
Oh, you do the coddled egg vibe. I'm so excited to have your Caesar, actually.
It's really nice. I also, you know what I think is a cool thing in Caesar is a little bit of Tabasco sauce to bring a little heat. And I feel like that is also
going
to be really, that's the radical move here.
Well, here's the cool thing about the coddled egg salad direction that you're, or coddled Caesar salad direction, is that we're already boiling eggs. And so we could take one of those eggs out a little bit bit sooner, use the yolk for the base of this Caesar, and then fold the rest of the eggs in.
Yeah.
It's honestly kind of perfect.
Well, I guess this one's a little bit odd now that we've like decided we're not going in a mayo-y direction, but I guess it's worth discussing anyways. So from @Sarah_@_lichtea.
I'm wondering what the best ratio of egg to mayo should go in the best egg salad.
Okay. I think this is a good question. I think my general rule of thumb is about 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise for 4 eggs.
Wow, that is precise.
I'm just thinking about, like, I know what a tablespoon looks like. It looks like a heaping spoon. And then I know what 4 eggs look like in the bowl. And that's kind of the vibe I'm going for. If you are going to do, you know, go in the mayonnaise-y egg salad direction, my recommendation is to scoop out the yolks from your cooked eggs, throw them in the bowl, add the appropriate amount of mayonnaise and whisk that all together. So sort of like whisking the mayonnaise into the yolks, which will help create that like binding matter that you associate with that classic egg salad. And then of course, a little bit of Dijon, salt, pepper, and whatever else you want to add in. Okay, here's another one. We come up against this question in every episode because of course, this is the sandwich universe. This one's coming in from @Megan.K. Best bread for egg salad, soft or with some crunch? How do you feel?
I mean, I think given everything we've been saying about the blandness and the uniformity of texture, I'm basically 100% in the crunchy, toasted something kind of camp.
I hear that, but I'm just really concerned about like the egg salad gushing out the side of something crunchy.
I know. It detracts immensely from the eatability, especially when you're not doing it open face. The classic bread, you know, like squish bread, that just is not serving anyone, you know, like the...
Yeah, well, I do really love a really classic Japanese egg salad sandwich, which is, again, served on milk bread. I feel like we keep talking about milk bread. It's kind of like a really special, magical bread. And there's something really pared down and amazing about that. But if we're going in the weird and wild direction here, I'm kind of thinking that this belongs on very fresh sourdough that have like a nice crunchy crust, but a very soft, moist, sort of like springy crumb.
Yeah.
The crust will almost like help contain from things spilling out of the outsides, but you won't struggle to eat through it with the soft innards of the sourdough.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to ask me twice. I love a super fresh sourdough.
Yeah. It's not even a sesame sourdough today.
That's true. Should it be? Probably. But what about, I don't know, I just feel like it needs a little bit of crunch. Like,
I just feel like we're going to end up adding like cornichons or pickles and like all sorts of crunchy things. Like, I love celery in my egg salad. I feel like we're going to dial up the texture in the salad so that this sourdough can really...
Okay. Let's just make sure we do that.
Okay. Well, I think we should move into the ideation phase now where we really dream up our ideal egg salad sandwich. What do you think, Doc?
Entering ideation phase now.
Beep, 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 beep.
Laboratory testing.
Yeah.
So we've already announced some things. Super fresh sourdough, yeah. Starting from the outside in, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm curious to know just exactly how chopped up the egg is going to be. And like what the, you know, where we're going to land on like all these particulars about, you know, how many minutes and what the size of each kind of egg piece will be.
I kind of feel like, contrary to the egg salad in my book, which is served on toast, I think if we do want this to be a sandwich, we should chop it, not finely, but it shouldn't be coarse. Like, I don't think it should be bigger than, you know, like a half or a quarter of an inch pieces.
Oh, man.
I think...
Really? God.
Yeah, like I feel like they're gonna fall out of the sandwich deck.
And I mean,
like,
you're right.
Not
they
a
are
sandwich
gonna fall
anymore.
Out. Okay.
And
okay.
Honestly, it kind of all. I'm not saying it needs to be finely chopped. I'm just saying, like, let's not have like quarters of eggs in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I hear you. It is an immensely difficult sandwich to wrangle, so the finer chop will certainly help with that.
And we can wrap this thing in parchment, as one should when one is handling a unwieldy sandwich.
An unruly and definitely not bland egg paste sandwich.
Egg salad sandwich. Yeah. Egg paste. And then in terms of the egg cookery,
come on, let's go seven.
We should split the difference.
Okay, fine.
No, you're digging in. I think we should do like eight and a half.
Okay, fine. Let's literally split the difference. That 90 seconds.
Yeah, we have to.
It is.
We're doing 8.5 minute eggs. They're neither here nor there, but they're going to be perfect. And then we're going to do your broken Caesar-y dressing that's kind of a mashup of our two worlds or the two ways that we approach.
Awesome. Yeah. And then I think finally we should talk about like what other kind of green things or other things could maybe go in to give it a bit more crunch, a bit more freshness, a bit more lightness, maybe a bit more volume even. And yeah, whether or not, importantly, whether or not those things should be integrated into the egg salad so that it's one uniform, you know, element, or if they should be actually separated. And I have to say, on first pass, I'm kind of feeling like they should be separated.
So you could
have a layer of, you know, either watercress or not arugula, but maybe parsley or a blend that could be just like a layer in the egg salad sandwich for that like crunchy freshness.
I'm totally feeling that. I'm feeling a herby and bitter green salad, basically, like a mix. Like we do like some parsley, some dill, maybe some watercress, just like or arugula. We can just make like a big messy mix in a bowl. Season it a little bit with just like lemon, olive oil, salt, pepper, just so it's a little bit dressed, and then pile that on. So it'll give like a little bite and a little crunch as we work our way through the sandwich.
Yes.
Because like something about tossing like pieces of arugula through egg salad just feels like, again, pretty pasty and just like it's going to get bogged down by all of the dressing. And I just kind of want it separate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we want celery in there? I do. So
does one want celery? yeah, I do actually. But I want the celery minced in the egg salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Me too. Me too. Okay, good. Aligned. Okay. So we're gonna do like anchovy, mustard, maybe even two kinds of mustard. Like I wouldn't be mad about a Dijon and a whole grain mustard combination in our broken dressing and chopped anchovy, like a little bit of garlic, not too much though, because I still want to taste the eggs.
Yeah. I want to make it extra broken-y, almost like, you know, almost like a salsa.
Like a tomato salsa? Or like a salsa verde.
Yeah, salsa verde or something like that level of chunkiness.
And oiliness and like, drippiness. Yeah. We will dice up some celery. And then I just feel like for some reason pickles like have a place in this sandwich. And I'm not sure where. Like, should we chop up pickles and put them into it? Or should we do a layer of pickles in between egg salad and the greens on top?
I kind of want to do a layer.
I know, me too. We want them to feel like they're holding their own.
Because, like, again, they just, like, they add a little bit of crunch, a little bit of extra acidity. Although it's going to be an acidic sandwich, which is fine by me.
We may add a little, like, a dollop of mayonnaise in there, but, you know, just to kind of bind it all together. But it's not going to be, like, a creamy dressing by any means. Anything else? Tomato? No, doesn't feel right. Too watery. Onion? Too powerful. Like, I want the eggs to shine still.
Could do like green onion in the egg salad. Like a
spring
onion.
Oh my God, for sure.
Yeah.
Scallions. Yeah. Thinly sliced. Yes. Let's do that. 100%. And then we'll have our herby salad mix and we'll have our really nice sourdough and lots of black pepper. Lots of black pepper.
Of course. That's table stakes.
I just want to make sure, like, when people are visualizing this, they're thinking like 5 or 6 good cranks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if not more. I like when I grind my pepper, I literally just turn the pepper grinder to like the final setting where it's like each peppercorn is being like almost just like halved. I just want full peppercorns just split
broken
in half.
Yeah. Lemon for acidity, I think, probably.
Yeah, lemon in the dressing. Both dressings.
Or maybe a little bit of, we could even do a little bit of the like pickle brine or something. We'll see what happens when we get in there.
All right. I'm feeling radical.
The radical ass sandwich. And also it feels like one that I would happily eat as a meal where I don't feel like I'm going to be like, why are there so many eggs in my belly? Because there's like more stuff going on.
Yeah.
So that's that. We have our direction. It is clear. I am fired up about it. And I think we should go grab some stuff and hit the kitch.
Let's go.
Hey, Siri. Set a timer for 8.5 minutes.
Siri, it's okay if you do 7.5.
No, don't confuse her. She's not that intelligent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, I'm doing 8 eggs. All right. And you get on the dressing.
I'm on it. We got mustard, grainy mustard, garlic, lemon, anchovies, Worcestershire, Tabasco, black pep, salt.
We're not putting parm because we feel weird about it with the eggs. It just doesn't feel necessary here.
Yeah.
Okay, feel that. Go.
Boom.
I'm going to cut the bread while you're doing that. We got a nice, crusty, fresh loaf of sourdough. Wow, I've never done a coddled egg Caesar.
Let me live.
Teach me your ways, Declan.
Can you say yes, chef, to me?
I can't. I have like this bodily reaction that prevents
you
me
will
from
not
saying
say it.
No. Let me microplane this garlic in for you. Mustardy, wow.
A little bit of olive oil.
So you don't even whisk, you just use a spoon.
I just use a spoon or a fork even.
I feel weird about you putting Cholula in there, I'm
no,
not gonna lie.
Oh my god, please no.
Let's put your mama in there. Shout out to Rufio. That shit's hot though. Like that was probably enough. Chopping up a couple celery stalks to throw into the salad.
Okay, let's peel these eggs.
Yep. And then I want to dress the watercress arugula herb salad with a little lemon and olive oil. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Celery, I'm doing it pretty fine. Hope that's okay with you.
Looks good.
Oh, shots fired.
I'm just saying, when you chop it that small, you're basically eliminating most of the crunch. I want to do that chopping with my molars.
No, you're not. So we're peeling the eggs. We'll cut them in half. We'll take the like half jammy egg yolks, or a couple of them anyway, and stir them into that dressing.
You're really trying to mess with my dressing.
Okay.
Let me live.
Okay, never mind. We're doing this your way. Do you see how this is particularly hard for me? Because you're trying to make a Caesar salad.
I'm right just now. Saying, like...
That's my salad.
Excuse me?
That's my salad.
That is not... One cannot
I actually
the Caesar.
Own the Caesar.
That's actually Caesar's.
Yeah, me and Caesar have an understanding, though.
Really?
Yeah. Two nice slices of sourdough going down on the plate. You take the egg salad and spoon it on. I'm gonna shingle the dill pickles right on top.
Little pickle planks.
Okay, and now I'm piling on what ratio of herbage?
I think it's like
50-50.
Yeah.
Wow, 50-50. This is gorgeous.
Right?
Yes. Big. I think we fucking nailed this sandwich.
If we do.
To the picnic table?
To the picnic table and beyond.
It feels like a good place to eat them. Caesar egg Sally going down the hatch.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. It's all over your face, me too.
Yeah.
All right. What's the big egg salad takeaway?
Go big.
Level up.
Make it radical. Do something crazy.
Add acid. Add herbs. Add lots of vinegar and mustards. And it doesn't need to be bland and pasty. It
exactly.
Shouldn't be, in fact.
It should never be.
That's that when it comes to egg salad. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening, as always. We'll be back here next week with another episode of The Sandwich Universe. But before we go, a special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Cabot Creamery. And to Coralie for producing the podcast, and Jeffrey Brodsky for creating the theme music.
Like, subscribe, follow. Share. Share. Tell your friends.
Tell everyone.
And
we'll see you back here next week.
Bye.
Au revoir.